We're back with Word of Mouth, and those insistent tones mean the arrival of Word of Mouth's internet Sherpa Brady Carlson. When not hosting All Things Considered or managing NHPR's Public Insight Network, he is swimming through the many memes, trends, and viral swirls that the internet provides and bringing them back to us. Brady, great to have you back.
It's nice to be here.
Always good to bang your head for that.
Absolutely.
Let's start, as we often do, with Twitter, which said it was going to start blocking tweets in some countries. Now, Twitter has always held itself up as the most pro-free speech of the major social networks. What's happening?
Right. It says it has to do this to comply with laws in these countries. For example, you know, in Germany, you can't tweet pro-Nazi stuff. That's against German law. And so Twitter is saying it has to do this to operate in these different countries. Otherwise, it'll be shut down for violating national laws. Twitter is saying that this is actually going to be less restrictive than the current model. Right now, if they block a tweet, it's blocked across the world. Uh-huh. Nobody can see it. So it says at least this way, then, you know, there's going to be more speech rather than less. It also says that it's going to be continuing its partnership with, there's a website, pro-free speech site, chillingeffects.org, and it's going to keep a running log of who asks for tweets to be blocked, where, and for what reason. So that way, then, if there are tweets that they feel they legally can't show someone, that at least you'll know about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, Google, another big company, big force on the internet, announced last week it was consolidating the privacy policy of its sites and web tools into one. Now, first, run through some of those policies, if you could, and why such a backlash?
Well, there's like 60 different policies because each of these standalone applications has had their own. And so Google is saying it's time to just compile this all into one thing. One of the things that Google has been doing over the last year, we've seen especially with Google Plus, is it's trying to integrate all of these products so that you have sort of a Google suite of tools. And it's sort of like the Google version of Microsoft Office. They're all really part of one larger whole.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of that, Google says that it will be able to use the information that, say, in your Gmail account to show you ads on the web, or information that it sees in your Google Plus account to show you ads when you go to YouTube. Now, Google is doing this probably because Facebook has had a lot of success doing micro-targeting. It uses all of the information that people post about themselves to, you know, that's demographic information that it can use to sell ads. And Google wouldn't be, you know, disappointed if it could do that kind of thing. From where I'm sitting, the backlash actually looks larger than the actual changes, though. I mean, Google says it's going to track some personal information. It's always done that. You can still opt out, for example, of having the super targeted ads shown to you. So the backlash is actually, I think, larger than the changes that are going on.
Yeah, because they're already doing it on Facebook, and a lot of people would be using the same services.
Right. Yeah, and I think part of it is that people, you know, people who don't like the idea of consolidating all these apps together are saying, well, that's, you know, Google is telling me how to run my apps, and I don't really want to do that. You know, I don't want YouTube and Google Plus integrated, and I don't want Gmail and Google Docs working as one thing. I like them being standalone. The other thing I saw, and this is from Gizmodo. Gizmodo was saying that sort of we've heard the Google informal ethics motto for so long, don't be evil, that we're all kind of waiting for Google to do something that's evil. And so, you know, every time they do a change, somebody says, well, is this the nefarious, you know, is Google finally turned the corner and become evil? And so there's this kind of sinister expectation, whether or not that's actually what's going on or not. I mean, Google does say, you know, this is as much about ad targeting as it is about coming up with really new innovative stuff. And, you know, I mean, that is kind of what Google has worked on. We've seen that through the success of a lot of these applications. Not Google Plus, though.
In fact, I heard the joke this weekend on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me that they've changed their motto from don't be evil to hoo hoo ha ha ha.
The snidely whiplash CEO.
All right. Something that's getting attention for other reasons. President Obama, he's holding a video town hall on Google Plus and YouTube tomorrow, I believe, drawing far less attention than when he sang a bit of the Right Reverend Al Green.
And then to know that Reverend Al Green was here. So in love with you.
He had me.
He hit the high note, you know? You got to give him that. Got to give him that. What I found was funny about this was that after that video was all over the place, you heard these reports that Al Green sales were up like 500%.
No kidding.
Yeah. So and then he had that tête-à-tête with the Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, where
rather
they sort of
heated.
Looked testy.
Yeah.
Well, the sales of her book, which is apparently what they were confronting each other about, that went up through the roof. So it's sort of like Bully Pulpit 2.0 all of a sudden.
Well, let's stay on politics. A lot of attention on Newt Gingrich and Romney, of course. How about Vermin Supreme? Now, this is somebody that many New Hampshireites might know. Where is his super PAC?
It's apparently on the internet. The man is all over the place following his his performance in the New Hampshire primary.
I'm a meme. I'm on your computer screen. I am a meme. My name is Vermin Supreme. I am a meme. Like an electronic dream. I am a meme. On the digital stream. I am a meme.
Okay, what in the Sam Hill are we hearing?
Yeah, that's Vermin Supreme's new music video. It seems like he's now on the Jimmy McMillan track, going from political sort of novelty to internet celebrity.
Jimmy McMillan of the Rent Is Too,
Rent
Damn,
Is Too
High
Damn,
Party.
Damn High Party. In fact, I read today that Vermin Supreme and Jimmy McMillan are going to hold an online debate against each other. So we're going to see Vermin Supreme calling for free ponies and Jimmy McMillan calling for low rent all at the same time, which is very meta.
Good to know, Brady. Thank you. Thanks for warning
We bring
us.
It to you first.
Another trend that you noticed this month, very talented kids making music. Let's hear.
Four.
What are we listening to?
This is an 8-year-old called Zoe Thompson, and she's playing, I think it's an Yngwie Malmsteen guitar solo. Now, I have been playing guitar for twice as long as Zoe has been alive. She is playing something that I could not even come close to playing, so I'm like super jealous hearing that. There's also, in the same week, we got a viral video from Australia about this 8-year-old named Juliet, and it's called My First Hardcore Song. She's singing hardcore punk about opening up the mosh pit and then saying how much she likes her dog. So it's like cute and disturbing at the same time.
Well, that's what I find them, cute and disturbing at the same time. How can this little kid be playing this music?
Yeah.
Another trend among kids, and this is a group of kids sent a Lego man into space. Let's first hear it. I'm sorry. Tell us about it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, these two kids in Toronto brought a weather balloon. They put a weather balloon and attached it to a little Lego minifig, you know, a little figurine, and filled it with helium and sent it up with a GPS and a cell phone and just wanted to see what happened. They put up this time-lapse video, which appears to show the little Lego man. He's holding a Canadian flag, and they're like, it's like 15 miles up. You see sort of the hazy blue curvature of the Earth. And if that isn't kind of fun enough, they did this for less than $500. The funniest part to me, I read that when they lost cell phone contact a couple of miles up with the Lego spaceman, they're like, okay, well, we'll just go inside and make dumplings until we hear back from it. It's like a good efficient use of their time.
Isn't that what they do at NASA?
Yeah, they must. You know, dumpling consultant.
All right, we're staying with the kids theme today. A kid to be gets some music from his dad.
Yeah, this guy's in the delivery room with his soon-to-be child and the mother of the child, and one of their heart monitors, I think it is just sort of doing this like bleeping, and he takes it to be like an old school beat, and so he just starts riffing on it.
Okay, let's hear.
On the microphone, heart murmur. Dilated. Cervix. What you doing?
She was like,
serve it. Have a baby. Heart murmur.
So is Blue Ivy going to have some competition?
I was thinking Lamaze may have some competition. This could be the whole new field in labor coaching is this guy. You know, he's the sort of the hip-hop labor coach.
It's one way to get the man in the room.
That's right, you know. If it works, he could be part of the posse.
Well, let me ask you a little bit about what's going on tomorrow with this President Obama kind of, online town hall. What is it?
This is going to be a Google Plus video hangout. So that's intended for people who are all on webcams to speak to each other. This is probably going to wind up being more like the online forums that he's done with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, where someone is moderating questions and he's asking them. But, the White House has made a point to try and make sort of the Web 2.0, the social media world, a big focus, and they're trying to make sure that they're on all the platforms. This is, I got to say, the biggest thing that's happened on Google Plus since its launch. You know, it's the first sort of major event. There have been a few innovations here and there. So they're probably probably wise to take the video hangout, which has been the one piece of Google Plus that everybody has reacted favorably to. But, you know, this could be sort of one of those moments. It's like, oh, yeah, remember when the president was on Google Plus? What happened to Google Plus after that? I don't know. Maybe that beatboxing, you know, father-to-be was on there one time, too.
Maybe went the way of Friendster.
Could be.
Brady, thanks so much for joining
us. Good to talk with you.
Brady Carlson pretty much beatboxes his way through the web as word of mouth internet Sherpa. He also hosts NHPR's Afternoon All Things Considered. We do have links to everything you mentioned today at wordofmouthradio.org. And you can, of course, follow us and follow Brady on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll be back after just a minute or two with more Word of Mouth.